Milan, Alcatraz, the venue, the Black Keys.
All right, let's get it going, right?
Oh,
step aside. Let me run and hide. She holds it all up under that pretty head of her soul. You come screaming loud in an electric shower. She's the worst thing I've been addicted to. I won't jump the track. I run right back, I'm sure. I run right back to her.
time I hear that whistle blow, I'm down below your phone. What you say, I'll obey you tonight, don't need it right. Need to say, gotta say, I go anywhere you go.
submarines. Operator, please put me back on the line. Told my girl I'd be back. Operator, please. This is wrecking my mind. Oh, can it be the voices calling me? They get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind. You down when I wanna go to a place I can hide. You know me, I had plans, but they just disappear to the back of my mind. Oh, can it be the voices call? They get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart.
nothing worse in this world than payback from a jealous girl. 'Cause the laws of man, they don't apply when blood gets in a woman's eyes. Seeing them with attention, it's those because they roll on the name. Stars did fall, and the thunder rolled, and the bugs crawled back in their holes. The couple screamed, it was far too late. A jealous heart did retaliate. Never been the same, no. Never been the same. Never been the same. Never been the same.
Thank you so much, everyone, for coming out tonight. Yeah, thank you. One more time, that's Patrick on the drum kit there. My name is Dan. We are the Black Keys. Please, everyone, make it home safely tonight so we can see you next time. We just got a couple more songs to play for you. Thank you so much. show me how to get right. Nothing slowed me down, oh, slowed me down. Now I let the others pass and I come around, oh, come around, 'cause I found. So it's gonna be our last number. Thank you so much. Let's make it a good one, all right? Thank you so much. We'll see you all next time. The rubies and pearls,
but she ain't made like those other girls. Lashes flat in this smack man bag, like springs bouncing off of a curl.
Black Keys live from Berlin.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Last month in Berlin, that is the Black Keys.
Coming to the end of a long tour for you, so is fatigue setting in?
Fatigue, and we're a little bit, our brains are kind of, we're losing,
we have cholera. We have cholera and dysentery, and, you know, we're almost home free. We'll be home in 2 days.
All right, well, one of the tough things I have to say with you guys is, I mean, you've been making music for so long and just producing albums at a rate of knots. The new album, it's your 9th release. Does it get to the stage where you're like, yourselves are kind of going, I can't believe we have like 9 albums behind us now for still actually, you know, a relatively young act?
Yeah, I guess. Although we don't understand why it takes other bands so long to make records. You know what I mean? Because it's fun for us, you know, we love being in the studio and making records. We don't obsess about every little minute detail, you know, we just like to, I don't know, put it together and be happy with it.
Do you think it's because obviously there's fewer of you, so maybe decisions get made quicker?
I think that it's because we're not insecure. I think a lot of bands get insecure when they get in the studio, and I think that we're good at talking to one another and making decisions and sticking with them.
Is there a dictator or is it a democracy?
It's a monarchy, but we're both princes.
Perfect. And I know you've done a lot of hip-hop collaborations as well, so can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, we did a record where we pretty much worked in the same way that we normally work. We start the music in the morning and try to have the song done at night, but we had you know, different rappers come in, and they kind of worked in the same way. They had to write that day on the spot. They didn't get to hear the track ahead of time, and they didn't get to take it home to listen to it. So it was sort of like an experiment, and we think it worked. You know, it was fun.
Absolutely. Well, the album is doing absolutely brilliantly for you so far in the States. I believe it went in actually at number 3 on the Billboard charts, which is just huge. And it seems like everyone's sort of saying, right, that it's sort of a tipping point for you guys. So do you think that your time has come?
If by our time arriving, that means us driving Lamborghinis and wearing tracksuits all day, then yeah, we're ready for it.
All right. Well, I guess just to wrap up, I suppose I wanted to ask you just a little bit about the songs that you've had placed in adverts and also in TV series like Dexter. And I think you did a... Did you soundtrack a Victoria's Secret ad?
That was a few years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess some bands might still be a little bit wary of having their music be too well known for adverts or TV series, but clearly you guys see it as a really good way to get your music across. And do you think it's, I suppose it has worked out well for you?
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious, I think, that it's worked. And, you know, before this year, we never got played on the radio in the States, not major rock radio. And those kind of things were really the only outlet for us to be able to get our music heard to the masses. And it really has worked. I mean, there's certain songs that, you know, from like our first record, that people now know when we play live, and it's because it's been on an HBO show. It's kind of crazy, but it works.
I think once we made the decision, after debating it for a couple of years, how frequently we should allow things to be licensed, we came up with the rules of what we would allow to use in one of our tunes. You know, we became a band that was kind of more open to the idea of licensing stuff, so therefore more people contact us about doing it, because we won't give them a hard time about it. Because at the end, you know, end of the day, the only other place people are going to hear our music is like streaming off of a blog.
Well, I hope the set goes great, and thanks so much. It's Dan and Patrick from the Black Keys, and of course you are listening to Phantom 105.2 at Oxygen 2010.
I couldn't get my sleep.